Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuf Vav. We are holding on Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis. We are at Virabi Shimon. Yeah, toward the bottom of the page on Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis. The issue is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an anonymous wife and children, Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. What we're going to discuss today is as we finish up the 12th Perek, we're going to discuss where exactly was the Beis Hadashen and what is the phrase mean, the Shafach Hadashen. Then the Gemara is going to discuss which stage of the Shreifas HaPara do you have to be involved with in order to be Metame Begadim. We're going to finish up that discussion of Tumas Hisaskus of being Metame Begadim. That's going to bring us to the end of the Perek, and then in the we're going to begin the 13th Perek of Maseches Zvachim, where we're going to talk about the Chiyuv for being Shochet and Mala Bechutz and for Achilas Kodesh Bituma. When are you Chayiv for those things? When are you not? The Gemara is going to try to bring a source for both the Onesh and the Azhara for being Shochet Umala Bechutz, and then the Gemara is going to tell us that the Azhara for being Makrav a Karban, we're going to try to find the Azhara for being Makrav a Karban that was Huktash Bishas Heter Bamos, when you were Maktish the Karban at the time of Heter Bamos, so where's the Azhara for being Makravit outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if at the time that you wanted to be Makravit, it was already a Shas Isser Bamos, we already had a Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether we could derive an Ashara from a Kal V'chomer. And we're going to have six different suggested Isurim from where we might be able to derive the Ashara of Chelev. And the Gemara is going to question why not derive it from a Kal V'chomer, from any one of these six different Isurim. Why is it that I need a special Ashara for the Isser of Chelev in the Torah? And then at the end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to have several other sources for the Azhara of Shechting Bachutz. So essentially, really what the daf is about, once we begin the new parak, is about the Azhara, finding the Azhara for Shechutei Chutz, and more generally, what the basis of an Azhara can and cannot be. So again, we are holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the page. V'Rabbi Shimon. So again, we were discussing Tumas Hisaskus, that we know that when one is Osek in the Paramanis Raf, him, there is a Tumas Begadim that they have. But we had a machlokas yesterday, at what point do you become Tameh? At what point do your Begadim become Tameh? So Rabbi Shimon held that it's only at the time that you do the Sreifa. It's not when you go outside of the Azara, it's when you do the Sreifa. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Haimi Chutz L'machna Mayavadei. Well, we finished off yesterday's daf by saying that the Rabbanan world, that the Tumas Begadim happens as you leave the Azara, derived that from the Pasuk, Michutz L'machna. From one of the four times it says the phrase Michutz L'machane. Well, if Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not true, you don't become Tamei as you leave the Azara. What does he do with that Pasuk? What's he going to learn from Michutz L'machane? So says Gemara, Mibayle L'chetetanya. He uses that phrase to teach me what we have in the following Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nemar Kan, it says by the Par in the Seer of Yom Kippurim, Chutz L'machane. V'nemar La'alon, and it says by Parah Aduma, Chutz L'machane. So Kan, just like by the par in the seer of Yom Kippurim, it's chutz l'shalosh machnos. You burn it outside of all three machnos: the machna shechina, the machna leviyah, the machna yisrael. You burn it outside of Yerushalayim. Saaf la'alon. So too by the par aduma, when it says that you're supposed to shecht it chutz l'machna, it means chutz l'shalosh machnos. You do the shechita, the par aduma, outside all of the machnos. Umal la'alon, and just like by par aduma, the sprinkling of the dam is done l'mizrach. Pasuk says that beferish. It says v'lokach elazar hakohen midama be'etzba'o v'hiza el nochach pnei ol moed midama sheva pa'amim. So you're mazi it keneged the Pesach ol moed. The Pesach ol moed faces toward the east. So you see that the hazaa was done from the eastern side of the Ol Moed, and you're standing on the eastern side facing toward the west. So since it was done chutz l'shalosh machnos, it was clearly mimizrach Yerushalayim sa'afkan. So too by the parents here of Yom Kippurim, the sreifa is supposed to be done l'mizrach shel Yerushalayim, on the eastern side to the east of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a limud about the place of the sreifa. meaning we use this pasuk to teach me where the sreifa happens. Elo the rabbanon hechasarflu, but according to the rabbanon, who apparently don't use this pasuk for gzeirah shava, because the rabbanon, as we said yesterday, already used this pasuk to teach me that you're metame begadim as you leave the azara. So according to them, in what direction outside of Yerushalayim do you burn the parim asirim and nisrafim? So says the gemara, according to the chamim, it's kidetanya hecha nisrafim litzfon Yerushalayim chutz l'shalosh machnos, to the north of Yerushalayim, outside of the shalosh machnos. And Rashi explains, because it's kachim kachim, and generally kachim kachim are done in the north. And normally when we say they're done in the north, it means the northern half of the azara, and over here it means outside of Yerushalayim, to the north of Yerushalayim. But that's the general direction that we're kachim kachim are more noted to, and therefore the rabbanon are going to assume that in the absence of any pasuk that tells us exactly where to burn these things, since they're kachim kachim, it's carbon chatos, it's kachim kachim, so we burn it to the north of Yerushalayim. So then another din about the makom asrefa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, abeis hadesh and nisrafin, that the parim and sirim are burnt abeis hadesh, and specifically that you put deshen from the mizbeach in order to be able to label that place a beis hadeshen, and only then can you burn the chatos apnimios in that place. So you need to prime it first with ashes that you take from the Mizbeach, and only then can you burn the Parim and Sirim and Asrafim. Because by the Parkoid Mashiach, it says, Vahotzi es kol apar, and it says, you bring it where? El Shefa Chadeshen, Visarif Asol Eitzim Beish, El Shefa Chadeshen Yisarif. So apparently, it's already a place of Shefa Chadeshen. It's already a place that has Deshen, it has ashes. So we burn it in a place that has ashes. So there's a machlokas tanaim apparently about that only Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that way, whereas the Tanakama apparently disagrees with that, right? Because we're saying Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that it's abeis hadeshen that you're going to bring in. So Amar Rava man tana de palagale Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So who's the one that disagrees with that and thinks that you don't need to put ashes from the mizbeach there first before you are soreif the paramanis rafim? So Rabbi Elias ben Yaakov, that must be Rabbi Elias ben Yaakov. Titania, because we have a brisa that it says by burning the parkoid Mashiach, El Shefa Chadeshen Yisareif, Sheyehei Sham Deshen. So we learn from there that you should have Deshen there initially. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Shey Meshupach. No, Shefa Chadeshen, Shey Mekomo Meshupach. Shefa Chadeshen doesn't mean that you have to have Deshen already there. It means the makom of the par where you are going to burn it should be on an incline, that something would spill down, that the ashes would go down the incline. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He says there is no din that you need to have deshen there. Shefach HaDeshen just means that when you put deshen there, it will go right down the incline. So Amalei Abaye Dilma b'mekomo meshupach pligi. Maybe in about this din, whether it needs mekomo meshupach, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi Aglili are arguing, but maybe about the other din, they don't argue. Maybe about the idea that you need to prime the location with deshen from the Mizbeach. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees to that. How do you know that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov rejects that din? Because it could be that you can learn both dinim from this pasuk, that it's deshen and that it's also shefach. That it's a shefach, meaning that it's got to be on an incline, and deshen, that you have to prime the place with some deshen in advance. So Tan Rabbanan. So we have a separate discussion. The Brisa tells us v'asoreif, that someone who is soreif these Karbanos has to be mechabis begadav. He has tumas begadim. Hasorif mitame begadim velo hametzis esaur mitame begadim. That only the one who does the burning of the parim and the seirim, he has tumas begadim. But the one who lights the fire is not mitame begadim. And not only that, velo mesader samaracha, the one who arranges the wood that's going to make the bonfire for the burning of the parim and the seir, is also not mitame begadim. Mitzadim, because the fact that they're aiding in the burning, but they're not actually doing the burning, means that they're not Mitami Begadim. Only the one who's actually involved in the burning itself is Mitami Begadim. Vezu HaSoreif, who is the Soreif? Meaning, how do we identify the person who's actually, if it's not the guy that's arranging the wood, and it's not the guy that lights the fire, so who is the Soreif? HaMaseyeb Shasreifa, the one who's actually working on it as they're burning it, as they're actually burning these karbanos. So yachal af mishenasu efer, you might think that even a person who gets involved in the burning of the parim and the se'irim, even after it already turns to ash, mitamin begodim, that they also should be mitamin begodim, tamalomar osam. That's why the pasuk says osam. Osam mitamin begodim, umishenasin efer, ain mitamin begodim. That no, you're only mitamin begodim if you're involved in the burning as it is burning, but once it's already ashes, so then you're not going to be mitame begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, osam mitame begadim, v'nitach habasar ein mitame begadim, nitach habasar ein mitame begadim. That osam mitame begadim tells me that once the basar is burnt up and disintegrated, that it's not going to be mitame begadim anymore. So my binai, what's enough kamina whether you say when it's efer or whether it's nitach habasar? Some rava ikem binai the shavi charucha. What if you chart it entirely, but it's not yet ash? So according to the Tan the Kama, if you get involved at that stage after it's charred but before it's ash, according to the Tan the Kama, you're still Mitame Begadim because it's not yet ash, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not going to be Mitame Begadim because it's already Nitach HaBasar, the Basar has already been fully charred. So that's the Machlokas, that according to the Shita, that the Tumas Begadim happens at the Shas Sreifa, Rabbi Shimon's Shita, and not at the Shas when you bring it outside of the Azara. How do we define Shasreifa? It's definitely not the preparatory work for the Sreifa, the arranging of the wood, the lighting of the fire. It's definitely while you're burning the actual parvasir that you're Mitame Begadim, but it ends once it's complete. How do we define once it's complete? That's the Machlokas Tanaim, either when the Basar is charred or once it's already fully turned to ashes. Hadron Lachtful Yom, we now begin the 13th parak of Maseches Vachim. So the pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Achremos tells us that there is an iser to shech karbanos outside of the Azara. Pasuk says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat sharo kesev o eiz b'machaneh. B'machna, asher yishchat michutz l'machna, vel pesach ol moed lo hivil lahakriv korban l'Hashem l'frei mishkan Hashem, dam yechashev l'ishahu, dam shafach, v'nichras ha'ishahu mikerev amo. That it's a chi of kares to do shchut echutz. Not only that, you're not allowed to be mala the korban b'chutz. That's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. He shomer l'cha pen tale olosecha b'chol mokom asher tir'eh. So that means you're not allowed to be zorik the dam of the carbon, to be maktir the basar of the carbon, the basar of the carbon olor, the emurim of any other carbon that the outside of the azara, and someone who shechts or is mala carbon outside the azara is chayiv kares if he does it b'mezid, and if he does it b'shogeg, just like most chayiv krisus, if you do it b'shogeg, you're chayiv a carbon chatas. So says the Mishnah, hashochet v'amala b'chutz. If someone shechts a carbon outside of the azara, and he's also mala it outside of the azara, chayiv al hashchita v'chayiv al ha'alah. He's chayiv two separate karbanos chatos because they're two separate isurim. One for shchut echutz and one for being mala b'chutz. And that's even if it was all done behelem echad, but they're two separate isurim. Meaning when you do the same isur multiple times behelem echad, you're only going to be with one period of forgetfulness, with one period of not realizing in between. So then you're only going to be chayiv one karban chatos. But these are two separate isurim. There's shchut echutz and there's hala b'chutz. So he's chayiv two separate karbanos chatos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, shachat b'fnim vehela b'chutz chayiv. If you shechted it in the Azara, and then you were mala it outside of the Azara, then you're going to be chayiv for being mala b'chutz. Shochet b'chutz vehela b'chutz, pater. But if you were shochet b'chutz and you were mala b'chutz, you did both of these things b'chutz, then you're going to be pater for being ma'ale. Shalom hela el davar pasul, because by the time you were mala the karban, it was already pasul. It was already shchut echutz. You're only chayiv for being mala b'chutz, a karban that you should have been mala b'fnim. But once you already did shchut echutz on it, once you already shechted a b'chutz, the whole karban is already pasul anyway. So it would not have been niskabel if it was brought b'fnim. So you can't be faulted for being mala b'chutz. You can't be chayiv for being mala b'chutz. So that's Rabbi Yosei Aglili's opinion. So Amar lo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, af ha-shochet b'fnim u'mala b'chutz. No, even if you shechted b'fnim and you're mala b'chutz, you think it's not possible by the time you're mala b'chutz, kiven shotzil psalo. The second you bring it outside of the Azara, it's already possible. So don't tell me you're only chayiv for mala b'chutz on something that was acceptable to bring in the Azara. Once you bring it outside, it's already possible. It's no longer acceptable to bring in the Azara. And yet you're still chayiv for mala b'chutz. And therefore, hu hadin, if you did the shechita b'chutz, you're still going to be chayiv separately for being mala b'chutz. So that is one machlokas Rabbi Yosei Aglili and the Chachamim. Are you chayiv for mala b'chutz if you've already passled the korban anyway by being shochet the korban b'chutz? On a very similar note, the Mishnah tells us, hatamei sha'achal, if a person is tamei and he eats a korban, bein kodesh tamei, bein kodesh tahar, whether the basar of the korban is tamei or tahar, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv a korban chatos, because it's an iser kares to eat betumas haguf, to eat kachim, when you yourself are tamei. Rabbi Yosei Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yosei Aglili says, way, tamei sha'achal tahar is chayiv. If a tamei person eats a tahar korban, yeah, that's going to be chayiv, because it's something he should have eaten betaras haguf, and he ate betumas haguf. Tamei sha'achal tamei, pater. Tamei person eats a tamei karban, he's going to be pater. Shalachal el davar tamei, because you ate something that you weren't even allowed to eat it and you've been tar. So how could you be chayiv a karban chatas for eating it betumas haguf? Even if you had taras haguf, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. The karban is tamei. So amalo. Once again, the Chum says Rabbi Yosei Aglili, af tamei sha'achal es hatar, even a tamei person that eats a karban that's tar, kivet shenago bo timu, the second he touches it, he's metameit. So if the second he touches it, he's metameit, he's always eating that which is tamei. And that, so even the very possibility of being chayiv for eating a karban betumas haguf suggests that you're chayiv even if the basar is tamei. So don't tell me you're only chayiv if the basar is tar. So vitar sha'achal tamei, the Mishnah adds, "V'tar sha'achal tamei." If a person who's tahar eats a karban that's tamei, pater, he's going to be pater from kares. If he eats a b'mezin from a chatos, if he eats a b'shogig, she'nu chayv elal tumas haguf. Because the chi of kares, the chi of chatos, is only when a person eats b'tumas haguf. Tumas haguf means the guy is tamei, not that the karban is tamei. The pasuk says, "V'tumaso alav v'nichrisa." So it sounds like it's a tumma that's a love and that could eventually leave. That's only true by an adam, right? That's not true by meat. If meat is tamei, it will forever be tamei. There's no bringing it to the mikveh. So tumaso a love implies that it's a kind of tumma that right now is there, but eventually will leave. So a person becomes tamei, you can solve that, you can fix that. So that's how we know that it's only for tumas haguf that a person is going to be chayiv kar, only for eating kachim, but tumas haguf that a person is going to be chayiv kares, but not for eating kachim, where the kachim itself is tameh. Okay, so now says the Gemara, we said that there's an iser of shochet b'chutz and of being mala b'chutz, so bishlama, I understand very well what the source is for hela ksiv onesh uksiv asara. In order for a person to be chayiv, you need two psukim, one to tell me that you're not allowed to do it, and the other to tell me the consequences of doing it. So you need a pasuk to tell me an onesh, which is the consequences, and a pasuk to tell me the asara that you're not allowed to do it, that there's actually a mitzvah slow sase. So I understand when it comes to the Yisra of halah b'chutz la'azara, there's both a pasuk for the onesh and the pasuk for an azara. Where's the pasuk? Onesh t'chsiv. By onesh it says ve'el pesach al moed lo yivienu, and the pasuk continues critically la'asos osa la'ashem v'nichras ha'nefesh ha'hu me'amav. It says kares, it says an onesh. Azara t'chsiv, where do I find that there's an azara? So this is in Parshas Re'eh. He shomer l'chav pen tala olosecha, that it says he shomer lecha pen tala olosecha b'chol makom asher tira. Don't be male b'chutz. So even though it doesn't say lo, it doesn't say a lo sase v'chi hadam rabbi yavanam rabbi lazer kol makom shemeri shomer pen v'al enu a lo sase. The Torah doesn't need to use the word lo in order to generate a lo sase. The words he shomer pen and al are likewise lo sase type of words. So there you have an asara and you have an onesh. So we're all good on the isra of male b'chutz. Well, we understand quite well why one is going to be chayiv. Ela shchita, but what about shchita b'chutz? Is there an onesh and an asara? Well, bishlam onesh and onesh you have tichsiv, because the pasuk says, I read the pasuk before. Well, pesach al moed lo evio, and the pasuk continues, la'akruv karban la'ashem v'nimishka Hashem dam yichshev lishu dam shafach v'nichras ha'isha hu mikarev amau. That it says that there's a chiyuv kares for being shochet b'chutz. El asara min olam, but where do we find an asara, a losase, that says that you may not be shochet b'chutz? So without an asara, there's no chiyuv chatas, because chatas is only for a mitzvah lo sase, that if you violate b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. If the Mishnah says that you're chayiv chatas, but how could it be? Where's the asara? Now Rashi learns that the question is that we know that you need a lo sase in order to be chayiv a karban chatas, because we have examples of things that you're chayiv kares for, but are not a lo sase. And therefore, you're not chayiv achatos for it. Namely, Karban Pesach and Mila. Those are two mitzvot asay that both carry within an onesh of kares, but they're not los asay. So there's no asara. And because there's no asara, that's why they're not going to carry a chayiv achatos, even though they're krisos. Normally, krisos, if you do it b'mezid, and achatos, for those same isurim, you do it b'shogeg, you're chayiv achatos. That's how Rashi learned. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says that the chayiv of Karban achatos is not totally on whether it's a mitzvot asay or a mitzvah lo sase. The chiv of karban chatas depends on whether something is shevi al tase or whether it's kum viase. Now, normally it tracks, right? Normally, the way to violate a mitzvah sase is by not doing something. How do I violate the mitzvah of lulav? By not taking lulav. The mitzvah of shofar? By not blowing shofar. Mitzvah tefillin? By not putting on tefillin. How do I violate a lo sase? Normally, violation of a lo sase is mekum vase, is by actively doing something. How do I violate the Yisra of Achilas Chelev? By eating Chelev. How do I violate Shabbos? By being Mechal Shabbos, by doing Melach on Shabbos. But it doesn't always track, right? There are some times where you'll have a Lo Sase that's violated b'shevi al tase, the lo sase of lo sasir mi menu ad boker, that you're not allowed to leave nosar until you're not allowed to leave basar karban till the next morning, till past the time. How do I violate it? I just do nothing. I just don't eat it, and then it's nosar. So Tosa says it really depends not on ase or lo sase, but on kum v'ase or shevi al tase. And Pesach Amila, your pater from achatas, is because it's a mitzvahs of their mitzvahs of kum v'ase that would be violated b'shevi al tase. That's how Tosfos says, and it's nothing to do with whether it's a mitzvah asay or a mitzvah lo sasay. It's totally on kumba asay or shevi al tasay. So Tosfos understands ela ashara minalan, that the Gemara is not asking on our Mishnah where the Mishnah says yuchayv chatos. The Gemara is asking on the Mishnah Maseches Makos that says that yuchayv malkus for being shochet b'chutz. Malkus you can only get for mitzvah lo sasay. Meaning the Gemara is not bothered. How could you be chayv a korban chatos? You could be chayv a korban chatas, even without an asara, even if something is not a lo sase, that wouldn't preclude you from a karban chatas. That's not the kasha, says Tosos. The kasha is, how could you be chayv malkus? You're only chayv malkus if there's an asara. So that's why we're looking for the asara. Okay, so that's machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Either way, the Gemara is asking, where's the asara for shchutei chutz? Right? That's the Gemara's question. So answer the Gemara, amar kra v'lo yizbuchu od. That the pasuk says, v'lo yizbuchu od esivcheim lasirim. So since that pasuk is right near the Yisra of Shchutei Chutz, so it sounds like that pasuk is the Azara, not to Shecht, Karbanos, outside of the Azara. So says Gemara, no, you can't use that pasuk to tell me about the Yisra of Shchutei Chutz. Hami b'yilelech Rabbi Lazar. We already need that pasuk for Rabbi Lazar taught. Da'amar, minayin l'zovech b'emel l'markolis shu chayef. How do I know that if one does Avodah Zarah through Shechting a behema for the Avodah Zarah, but it's a type of Avodah Zarah where they typically, the Avodah Zarah do not shecht animals to it. There are other methods of worship of that Avodah Zarah, like Markulis, where they throw stones at it. That's the way they violate the Avodah Zarah. Normally, you would imagine you're only chayiv for Avodah Zarah if it's darko b'kach, if you're oved it in the way that they would normally be oved the Avodah Zarah. Pasuk says, Eicha yavdu agoyim eiles Elohim v'esakein gamani, that you're only chayiv if you say, well, what did they do? And I'll do that too. So if you do the same thing that they do, how do I know that even if you shecht an animal, the Markolis, they can be chayiv d'chziv v'leizbucho lesiv chayhem? So main winyan l'kedarka, if that pasuk is not telling me about being oved Avodah Zarah kedarka, because that I already know, d'chziv eicha yavdu, because I already have the pasuk, eicha yavdu agoyim eiles Elohim v'esakein gamani, so tenei winyan l'shalo kedarka, that pasuk is telling me that if you shecht the behema, the Markolis, even though it's not kedarka, it's you're still going to be chayiv, and therefore that pasuk cannot be used as the azhara for shchut echutz, because it's already used for the iser of being oved an avodah zarah shalo kedarka through zvicha. So answers Gemara: Amar Rabba kari bei v'lo yizbuchu, kari bei v'lo od. We view that pasuk as if it has two losases in it: one of v'lo yizbuchu, where we learn the azhara for shchut echutz, and one as if it says v'lo od. It says v'lo yizbuchu od, but the v'lo goes on the yizbuchu and the v'lo goes on the od, and therefore you can learn two asaras from there: one about being oved markulis bezvicha, and the other about the asara for shchut echutz. So ask the Gemara, how can I learn from v'lo yizbuchu od about an asara for shchut echutz? Akati mi ba'ile l'chadetanya. Even if there are two asaros in that pasuk, I still need that pasuk for what the following brisa teaches me: that ad kan, from the beginning of parashas shchut echutz until v'lo yizbuchu, who medaber b'kachim shikdishon b'shas isra b'mos. It was talking about kachim that you were makdish at a time where there's no heter b'mos, and you're supposed to bring things in the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, and the iser is to take such a karban and to be shochet it or mala it b'chutz. Right, the Gemara in about a week from now will have a Gemara that will tell us that Kol Zman that the Mishkan was not yet built in the Midbar, they were allowed to bring karbanos on bamos wherever they were, and once the Mishkan was built, bamos became aser. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, bamos became mutter until they built the Mishkan in Shiloh. Then they became aser again, and when Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, bamos became mutter again until the Binyan Beis Hamikdash B'Yerushalayim. And once they had the Binyan Bayis Rishon, bamos became Aser forever and ever. So once that hit, once we had the Beis Hamikdash, Bamos became Aser. When you have a Beis Hamikdash, when you don't have a Beis Hamikdash, Bamos are Aser. So, but anyway, Ad Kan Umedaber Bekachim Shekadishim B'Shas Isra Bamos, V'Ikriven B'Shas Isra Bamos, where you were Makdish and Makriv when Bamos were Aser. Shari Onchon Amor, because by Shchut Echutz, it says El Pesach Ol Moed, it says that you didn't bring it El Pesach Moed like you were supposed to. So Pashtus is just talking about Kachim, that you were Makdish when Bamos were Aser, and the Yonish is dafka for such kachim. Azhara, and the asara for shchut echutz, for kachim that you were makdish b'shas isur bamos, tichziv, hisham lecha pentala l'secha. Mikan ve'elach, but from the pasuk of v'lo yizbuchu and on, bizvachim shekdishim b'shas heter abamos. It's talking about kachim that you were makdish when bamos were mutter, before the Mishkan was established. V'ikrivon b'shas isur bamos. And then you were makriv the carbon outside of the azara, after the Mishkan was put up, after the Mishkan was erected, and Bamos became Aser. Shnemar l'man asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael esivcheyem asher heim zovchim. So from the fact that it says asher heim zovchim, it sounds zvachim sheritati l'chakvar. It sounds like these are zvachim that really you should have been able to bring on Bamos, because they were huktash at a time where you could bring them on Bamos, and nevertheless, there's an iser to bring them on Bamos once the Mishkan is built. So al p'nei asad, that Al Pnei Asada teaches me that if you are a shecht such a carbon at the time of Isra Bamos, it's as if you shechted Shalom L'Shem Shemaim, as if you shechted L'Avodah Zarah, Ve'evil L'Hashem, Zu Mitzvah Saseh. And then it says, Ve'evil L'Hashem, that's a Mitzvah Saseh to be makrivit in the Azara, even if the carbon was hukdash at the time of Heter Bamos. So, Lo Saseh Minayin, how do I know that there's also a halosase for karbonos that were hukdash at a time of heter bamos, tamalomer, because the pasuk says velo yizbechu od, our phrase velo yizbechu od, that you're not allowed to shech them anymore outside of the mishkan. So yachol yeyamush kares, you might think that if you do so, you're going to be chayev kares. So tamalomer chukas olam tia zos lahem ledorosam, zos lahem, that when it says zos lahem, it means the onish from mitzvase mitzvase, but velo acheres lahem. There's no other onish. There's nothing beyond that. So there is no kares. But bottom line is, what is this price telling me? That from velo yizbuchu we learn that there's nisra being makriv outside of the azara, any korban that was hukdash at shas heter bamos. And therefore, this pasuk is not available to tell me an azara for shchut echutz on korbanos that were hukdash b'shas isra bamos. So again, our Gemara started by saying, where do we find, I know where I have an onesh and an asara for aloha b'chutz, and I know where I have an onesh for shchut echutz. I don't know where I have an asara for shchut echutz. So the Gemara thought is from v'lo yizbuchuot, but now we've said that no, I already used v'lo yizbuchuot for two separate limudim, and neither of them are about asara for a karban that you were makdish b'shas iser bamos, and you're makrav b'shas iser bamos. So I'm still looking for the asara. So answer the Gemara, Ella, Amar Girso over here, whether it's Rabbi Avin or Abaye, somebody says the makor for the asara not to shech the korban b'chutz when it was hukdash b'shas iser bamos is a kavachomer. You can have an asara based on the kavachomer, namely uma b'makom shelo anash. He's here if in a less severe case, a case where there is no onash kares, namely being makor of a korban b'chutz that you were makdash b'shas heter bamos, where we said it stops short of becoming kares. It's a nase, it's a los ase, but it's not kares. And nevertheless, v'yizbuchu is nasara for it. So makom shana she'nudin she is here. So there must be a los ase for the more severe thing, for that which has kares, namely shchut echutz of that which you were makdish b'shas iser bamos. So says the Gemara, amrei Rav Nina Ravashi, im kein, wait just a second. You're telling me that I could derive an asara from a kal v'chomer? If that's true, that you could derive an asara from a kal v'chomer, then lo ye'amar lav b'chelev. The Torah never should have had to tell me the asara of chelev, that I'm not allowed to eat chelev, because I could get it from a kal v'chomer. And the Gemara is going to suggest six different kal v'chomers that we would have been able to derive the isra of chelev from. So first one is, teisiv kal v'chomer mi nevela. If the Torah tells me I can't eat nevela, kal v'chomer, I can't eat chelev. Because after all, ma nevela shelo anash, just like a nevela where there is no kares for eating it, nevertheless, he's here. The Torah says you're not allowed to do it. So chelev sha'anash, chelev where the Torah says there is kares, ain't odin she is here. All the more so, I'm not allowed to do it. So I should know the los asay based on the kal v'chomer. So says Gemara, asal kamei de Rava. Ravina came to Rava, amar lei, and Ravina said to Rava, mi nevela that nami lo asya, that you can't learn it from kal v'chomer from nevela, because dika lemifrach there's a pircha in the kal v'chomer, namely mal nevela shekein metame. Don't tell me that nevela is more kal than chelev, because chelev is kares, nevela is not kares. Nevela has its own chumra. Nevela is metame, anyone who carries it or touches it. Chelev is not metame, people who touch it or carry it. So therefore, you cannot learn from a kal v'chomer from nevela. So it says, okay, maybe I can't learn from a kal v'chomer from nevela, but I can learn the isra of chelev from a different kal v'chomer, mishratzim temein, from the isra of eating, shratzim temein, the shmona shratzim that the Torah says that if you touch them, you become tameh. So just like these shratzim are kal, that there's no chi of kares for eating them, and nevertheless there's a lo saseh that you're not allowed to eat them, lo sochum ki shekatzeim, that you're not allowed to eat them. So chelev, which is more chamer in that it has an isra kares, all the more so there should be an asara. So it says Gemara, nah, malah shratzim tameh, and you can't learn a kal v'chomer shratzim tameh because they have a chumra shematame b'mashu, that they're metame even when they're very, very tiny. It's not really mashu, it's b'kadasha. But their adasha is very tiny. So it's mitame with basically the equivalent of a mashu, as opposed to chelev, where the isra achila is bikizayis. So it says Gemara, okay, mishratzim tahorim. So I'll learn the isra of achilas chelev from a kal v'chomer, third suggested kal v'chomer, from shratzim that are not mitame b'negiya, that you're not allowed to eat. Because just like these shratzim are so kal, where there's no chi of kares for eating them, and nevertheless there's an asara, lo sochum kishekatzeim, So chelev, which is more chamer, that has an onesh kares, all the more so there's an asara. So it says, where malach trusts taharim, they have their own chumra she'isur and b'mashu, that the isur of eating them is b'ka'adasha, as opposed to chelev, where the isur is b'kazayis. Okay, a fourth kal v'chomer, says Gemara, maybe I should learn the isur of chelev me'arla, from a kal v'chomer of the isur of eating peros in the first 3 years after the planted tree, v'kilei akerem, and from the isur of kilei akerem, of vines and wheat that grow near one another, that just like arla and kilei akerem, where there's no chi of kares, there's still an asara of arelim lo ye'achel and pentikdash, which are lo saseis of arla and kilei akerem, so too, that the chelev, which has kares, should be in asara. Well, ma'al arla and kilei akerem, shekein asurim ba'na'a. No, well, arla and kilei akerem are more chamor in the sense that they're both isurei hana'a. Says, okay, but me shvius, a fifth suggested kal v'chomer, maybe I should learn it from Shemitah, that just like peru shvius, where there's no chi of kares for eating the peru shvius, and nevertheless, there's an asara, so chelev, which is more chamor, where there's a chi of kares for eating it, all the more so that there's going to be an asara. Wait, there's an isra of eating peru shvius? Whoever heard of an isra of eating peru? There's no isra to eat peru shvius. There's an isra of eating peru shvius shalo kadin. So it doesn't mean there's an isra of eating peru shvius achar zman habiur. So that's what it means. There are isurim associated with peru shvius. There's an isra of consuming peru shvius in a way that's not the ikrana of that pri. But bottom line is, there is such an isser, even though it's not a chiv kares. So it says, nah, but shviyas has its own chumrah, mal the shviyas shekei tofesas tameha, that if you sell that which has kedusha shviyas, the kedusha shviyas transfers onto the money, as opposed to chelev, where the money that you get for selling chelev is not going to have the isser of chelev. So it says, a sixth kal v'chomer that maybe I could have derived the asar for chelev, mitruma, from the isra of achilas truma for a non-kohen, that just like truma does not have a chiv kares, nevertheless there's an isra of a kol zar lo yochal kodesh, so to chelev, which does have an isra kares, all the more so should have an asara. Well, shekein lo huter mechlala. Well, we never find a heter to that isra of truma. It's never muter lazarim, as opposed to chelev is huter mechlala, because even though chelev is generally asra, the chelev of a chaya is muter. So it says, once you tell me that, mikulunami shekein lo huter mechlala, that blows up all six kavachomers. I mean, you didn't need to attack each kavachomer separately. You could have just said, we can't learn chelev from a kavachomer from any of these six isurim, because chelev is utar michlalo, because chelev of achaya is actually mutter. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Torah says when it comes to perus of shviyas, that it's lo achla, so chazal darshim sechs psachim, liachla v'lo lehefsit, liachla v'lo lesreifa. You're not allowed to ruin perus shviyas. You're not allowed to use it just to throw it out or to burn it or to do anything with it other than li'achla. So there is a machlokas achronim. Does that apply to even pachas mikshir, or is that only when you have a shir kezayis? So the achronim bring a raya, meaning what if I have a little bit of shemitah wine left in the bottle. Let's say I have wine that has kedusha shviyas, a little bit of wine less than a kezayis. So can I just pour that down the drain? Is that li'achla v'lo lehefsit if it's pachas mikezayis? So the achronim prove from the shakla v'tari of our sugya that the isra of hefsid peru shviyas is only if it's a shir kezayis, because the Gemara suggested, let the Torah not tell me the asara for chelev, and I'll learn it from whatever any of these 60 surim. So we pointed out why I can't learn a kal v'chomer from any of these other 60 surim. So we said, shratzim torim I can't learn from, because shratzim torim is b'mashehu. And then when it went on to peru shviyas, why can't I learn from the isra of peru shviyas? It didn't say because peru shviyas is b'mashehu. It said peru shviyas is different. It had its own chumrah. So apparently the yisur of peru shviyas is not b'mashehu, that it's only b'kazayis. Nevertheless, the minhag seems to be that in the halacha that we observe is that if you have extra, if you have shemitah wine, you're not, and you're making havdalah with it, you're not supposed to pour it over the kos and like the kanohug as a simin bracha, because then you're being mafsid for no reason, even if just a little bit, because we're machmir that even just a little bit, even pachas mikashir is going to be aser. You're not supposed to do dam ve'esh v'simra sashen and the esen makos to remove from the kos on Pesach night, even if that is your minhag. But if it's got kedusha shviyas, you're not allowed to be mafsid it, even if it is just a little bit. So Amar Rava Ikashali, Rava says, if I could ask on Rabbi Avin, who learns the Asara of Shchut Echutz from a Kal V'Chomer, Hakashali, this is my Kasha. Haditnan, that which the Mishnah says, Pesach Hamila Mitzvah Sasei, that Pesach Hamila, even though they're Chiyuve Kares, they're Mitzvah Sasei, so you're not going to be Chayiv Karban Chatos for doing it B'Shogeg, because Chatos is only for Los Haseis, Tasi B'Kal V'Chomer Moser. Shouldn't I learn a Los Hasei for Pesach and Mila from being Mosir Basar V'Karban after this Man Achila? Ma Mosir, and I should go as follows. Shalo Anash, he's here, by Mosir, where there's no Isr Kares, there's no Chiyuv Kares, and nevertheless there's Nasara, so Pesach and Mila Sha'anash and Udinshi is here. Shouldn't that teach me a Los Hasei for Pesach and Mila? So Amr Avashi, Amrisa L'Shmaita Kamed Rav Kana, Va'amr Li, Mimosa Lo Asya Dika L'Mifrach, Mala Mosir Shekein Ein Lo Takana, Tomer B'Pesach Sheyesh Lo Takana. You cannot learn from Mosir, because Mosir, once you're Mosir, the Basar of a Karban, that's it. You did it, there's nothing you could do to fix it, to undo it. But by Karban Pesach, if you fail to bring Karban Pesach, you could just do Pesach Sheni. You failed to do a Mila, just do the Mila. So you can know those are things that are fixable, and therefore it's not a valid Kal V'Chomer from which to learn the Azhara. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of Masirin Min Adin. Everyone have a great day.